Through an open door off the sidewalk in Santa Rosa's sofa district, a short concrete path leads to a small gallery. Hidden in the corner is a painted white suitcase filled with bits of paper. A sign on the open lid asks two questions. What did you take? And what would you take?
People have written responses to the question that the artist has posed. I'll read one of these. My wife's meds. She has cystic fibrosis, a lung disease, and our dog's stuff.
The man reading is Simon Factor, the founder of Chroma Gallery and the organizer of the exhibition. Presented by the Santa Rosa Arts Center, it's called Healing by Art, After the Fires.
Another one says, Featherlight sewing machine, 3 boxes of pictures, wish I took art off walls, carpet off floors. Amazing.
This suitcase is one of a variety of pieces from local artists inspired by the flames of October. The works show exceptional variation. Some appear to be scorched refuse mounted as a memory. Others are traditional oil and watercolor paintings streaked by black and red. One painting shows 2 girls sitting back to back. One holds a model house in her hand. The other watches her own home blow away in the wind.
One child lost her home. The other child, which is the daughter of the artist, Sharon Isley, her home wasn't burnt, but it's her daughter's best friend's home was burnt. And the daughters are portrayed here.
It's personal stories like these which seem to drive all the work here. When entering the gallery, I pick up a flyer with a photograph of one piece, No Fathoming the Night by artist Jane Seibert. When I speak to her, she makes a surprising admission.
It's my first time in an art show.
Really?
Yeah.
You hadn't done art before this?
Yeah, I've done art my whole life, but I've never actually been in an art show. Well, I live pretty close to Coffee Park, just south of Piner. We kind of had a front row seat to the fire out looking north. So this is debris that came down in our neighborhood. There was a lot of embers and debris flying down on our street, Russell Avenue.
Using material left over by the fire is a common theme in this exhibition, which also includes photographs and watercolors of burned vehicles or scorched doors. Other works point towards healing. Just above Seibert's image of a burning county hangs what looks like a balloon at first glance, but is a stuffed fabric heart. While the shape alone might bring hope, this piece by Barbara Goodman reveals 2 sides of the tragedy.
So one side has tissue paper with the reds and the yellows and just the fire. On the red side, just thinking about all the different people that perished, all their faces are there, and they're connected in a spiral from the youngest, the 2 siblings, to the oldest. And then the other side is the blues and the purples and greens. That's like, what's ahead?
Goodman says how inspiring it was to see green growing from the same soil that had been blackened by the fire, a fire she saw close up from her home in Kenwood.
I ended up leaving at 2:30 in the morning and going west to Santa Rosa. And that's when I turned and looked like 8 blocks from my house and went, oh my God, that's why I'm leaving. It was just a blaze.
To share this art with those who might not be able to see it in person, the gallery's Simon Factor will be helping add these works to a project of the Museums of Sonoma County called The Firewall, Sharing Our Experience.
The Firewall is an online depository of art and poetry and any other creative vehicle in response to the fire. And so all the pieces in the show, we're going to try to have them submitted on the firewall and be there for eternity.
And that will carry the message of healing by art after the fires, well past its closing date of March 25th, offering not only a chance to look at what artists have made, but to submit more work in this mission of healing.
I've had definitely people give their tearful story, and I hope it's cathartic. I know of at least 4 artists in this exhibit who have lost their homes, and I believe that for them, creating the artwork afterwards has helped them in some way.
I'm Mateo Baker for KRCB's North Bay Report.